Today's show is brought to you by Today's Show. Remember yesterday when we told you to tune in today? Glad it worked.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Don't let July 24th fool you. It's not just any day.
Time for some tequila.
It's National Tequila Day.
Tequila.
It is National Tequila Day, and I'm pretty sure it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
National Tequila Day.
Tequila!
Tequila slammer.
There's the lime in the salt, right?
What's tequila?
Lousy tequila.
Gives me a headache.
Happy National Tequila Day.
Tequila all around.
It's showtime.
Yep. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So you just do it one time. And you can also get our podcast on the Alexa. So we take the live show that we do weekday mornings, mid-morning, and we take that, take all the segments, all the interviews, all the stuff, the bits and things, and we repack it, minus the music that we play on Radio 434 during the live show. And we repack all that into a full-length podcast, and there are hundreds and hundreds of episodes for you to choose from. You just simply, if you want to listen to it on your Alexa device, you just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. Thank you. All right. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. If you prefer Apple or Spotify, Amazon Music, you can go to RSS.com or you can go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link right there for the podcast. And it's our virtual time machine. You can go back in time. You can listen to all the different episodes that we've produced over the years. And you can find our video simulcast that is shareable on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, today is Theatre Thursday. Let's see, where's my calendar? Yes, let's pull it up. Hadestown and Embark Camps with Theatre Thursday. And we've got Aaron coming in to navigate that. Aaron from the Mark W. Foreman Foundation is going to be our guest host or our host guest. I'm not sure which to call Aaron. Anyway, our guest host for the Theatre Thursday segment. And we're going to talk with folks that are responsible for the camps. And I believe we even have some of the kid actors that are going to be joining us as well. In addition to that, of course, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got some good news. Foster's going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and I believe she may be bringing a guest as well. We got a jam-packed show, don't we? Let's see. There's Foster's message, and yeah, she's got Brenda with the Bedford Area Masters Gardeners. They're going to be joining us in just a little bit. So I was reading this, and we have a rule in our house. If we actually sit down at the dinner table to eat a meal, there are no devices, okay? Absolutely, positively, no. Even parents, we put them away. Put the devices away. No phones, no tablets, no anything. If we're sitting down at the dinner table. Now, occasionally, we will eat dinner in the living room at the coffee table or whatever, and then anything goes. You know, you can watch your iPad, you can watch YouTube, whatever. We don't care. But if we actually sit down at the dinner table in the dining room, that's a big deal. So getting the whole family to sit down for a meal is a massive chore because everybody's on a different schedule. Everybody wants to be eating something different. And, you know, I don't know if everybody wants to be there. So we've got this survey, and we'll tell you what percentage of parents say mealtimes are the only times they can engage with their kids without distraction. And then we've got our top list, top mealtime conversation starters, guaranteed to get a reaction from your kids. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
All right, so we did a recording for test drive interviews yesterday, and we took out, and I'll preview this, we took out a brand new Honda CR-V Trail Sport. This is, I believe, the first time that they've offered the Trail Sport package in a CR-V, and it has now become my new favorite vehicle. Yeah, I thought I would need to step up to the Passport line, which is a little bit bigger, a little bit more expensive. Yeah, it is. But no, they came out with the Trail Sport for the CR-V, and I absolutely positively fell in love with this vehicle. We will be producing test drive interviews. We recorded it. We're going to be putting the segments together, and that should drop probably Friday, Monday at the latest. That is featuring Tabitha Abbott from and Kate Duncan from the United Way of Central Virginia, and we're previewing the Hill City Slide. And you can get your tickets for Hill City Slide if you go to hillcityslide.com. Check that out. It's August 22nd through the 24th. It is a huge, huge 700-foot water slide with inner tubes that you will go down Church Street. Yep, right in downtown Lynchburg, right in front of where the YMCA is, all the way down to the Armory. So that big hill, you go all the way up to the top of the hill, and that's where you'll enter the slide, and you'll slide all the way down. It's the second year that they're doing this, and it is really, really cool. You can reserve your tickets and reserve your time slot if you visit hillcityslide.com. All right, coming up, we have top list. That's on the way.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Rumor's dear old dad enjoying his TV dinner. Hungry Man Salisbury steak with gravy, mashed potatoes, beans, and even peel back apple pie. Oven ready in heat and serve trays. Under a dollar. Preservatives, sodium, fat, calories. Oh, looks like Dad forgot to check his blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Yeah. Time to call the ambulance. Ambulance. Oh, National TV dinner.
Yeah, well, that's not really, but anyway. It's The Mike Show. So, we opened up the show and we talked about this right at the beginning. It's not easy to get the whole family to sit down for a meal. It can be a massive chore. With everybody's schedules, everybody wants to eat something different maybe, nobody wants to be there. In a survey, 61% of parents with young kids say mealtimes are one of the only times that they're actually able to fully engage with their children without a distraction. And 87% believe small moments at the table can have long-term positive impacts. I mentioned this also at the beginning of the show. When we sit down at the dining room table, the screens are gone. The phone, the tablet, absolutely positively not. No, they're nowhere. Even parents. Our screens, my phone, I put it up on the buffet. Tab does not, I don't know what she does with hers, but it's frowned upon. So, but even if you're able to get everybody together, according to this, 41% of parents say there isn't as much talking as they would like. The main hurdles that get in the way of family mealtimes are cleaning up afterwards, dealing with picky eating and complaints, getting kids to sit still and eat, managing different schedules and routines, trying to cook while managing chaos, keeping screens away without a meltdown, and getting anyone to talk beyond fine, I don't know. Those are some of the those are some of the challenges for parents. But with that, that brings us to our top list. In an effort to make that time around the kitchen or dining room table as meaningful as possible, we present today's list: top mealtime conversation starters, guaranteed to get a reaction from your kids. All right, here we go. Number one, America should ban TikTok. Top mealtime conversation starters, guaranteed to get a reaction out of your kids. How stupid was that Minecraft movie? Top mealtime conversation starters that are guaranteed to get a reaction out of your kids. Instead of a Nintendo Switch for your birthday, how about we get you a book? Is Mr. Beast some kind of a comic book villain? Top mealtime conversation starters guaranteed to get a reaction from your kids. Maybe the members, or should the members of BTS have stayed in the military instead of reuniting? What if we changed the Wi-Fi password and didn't tell you? Wait, didn't tell you? Top mealtime conversation starters guaranteed to get a reaction out of your kids. Should Crocs only be worn indoors? Isn't a water bottle just a water bottle? And top mealtime conversation starters guaranteed to get a reaction from your kids. Will you put your phone down? There we go. It's The Mike Show coming up. We got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 4-3-4.
This is not headline news. Comic-Con starts today. If you've never been, it's easy to find. Drive into downtown San Diego and follow the guys in the double XL Captain America t-shirts. A new variety of Coke will use cane sugar. Ironically, if you drink too much of it, you'll lose a foot and need to use a cane. Walmart will expand drone delivery service, which is kind of nonsensical because many Walmart customers drive their homes to Walmart. And Indiana Jones whip auctioned for $525,000. It's probably the most well-known leathery movie artifact other than Clint Eastwood. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. So happy you could join us. All right, so you probably hung out with somebody and thought, man, this person is such a downer. And then later in the conversation, they may secretly be thinking about you. This person is such a downer. In a new poll, people were asked if they considered most Americans to be optimistic or pessimistic. 46% said it's probably an even split. 24% said most people are pessimists. And just 14% said most people are optimists. When they asked how they'd characterize themselves, a whopping 59% said they're optimists. Only 23% admitted that they're more of a pessimist. 35% of people said they're getting more optimistic as time goes by. 31% said they might be becoming more pessimistic as they get older. And 22% said their outlook hasn't changed. Now, when you break it down, older folks are more likely to consider themselves optimistic than younger adults. Interesting. Men are more likely to be optimists than women, and optimists are more likely to live in the South and the West, while pessimists are more often in the Northeast and the Midwest. Interesting. Let's look at this. Let's go to food. Some people go to Subway expecting a gourmet meal prepared by a sandwich artist or artiste, but then they end up feeling disappointed, like Subway might be a little overhyped. But a new poll asked which country has the most overrated food culture. Not saying the food is bad, just maybe a bit too hyped up. Let's do this from the bottom up. 7% said Mexico. Now, tacos alone make this the wrong answer. 14% said Italy. Another 14% said Japan.
Hello.
Hi. 15% said the UK.
Hello!
Is British food really hyped? Let alone overhyped? I don't know. 21% said here in America, but overwhelmingly, 30% of people said, you guessed it, France. Are there any non-fancy French restaurants? I don't know. Those were the only options. So they didn't ask about Thai food or Chinese, Korean, Indian, Spanish, German, or Ethiopian. Although you've got to be eating at a pretty bad place to be underwhelmed by Indian food. Let's see. What else? Did we have one more? We did that one. Let's see. Interesting. There's a new trend. Doctor's notes are no longer excusing absences from schools. Their school district in Tennessee announced that the doctor notes would no longer excuse a child's absence. The Lawrence County School System said the stricter policy is to improve the district's attendance rate. Kids will just be marked present or absent, and there are punishment for absence, sick or not. After 3 no-shows, schools will start an intervention. If a kid misses 8 or more days, they'll be referred to juvenile court for truancy. What in the heck is what? If a child goes to school sick, can't make it through and the school nurse sends them home, that child will be marked as tardy. This makes no sense whatsoever. This is in Tennessee. The director of schools is Michael Adkins, and he's no nonsense. I said no nonsense. He says, quote, "We're going to take control of the attendance of our students. You can bring all the doctor's notes you want, but it's still unexcused." Do we have sound? Oh, it's him. We have sound on him talking about the new rules.
You could end up failing the grade. You could fail the course. You're going to be petitioned to court. You're not going to participate in graduation, get your driver's license permit. And if you got the sniffles, that's fine. You're going to have them when you go to work one day. We've all gone to work sick and hurt and beat up.
Okay. There may be exceptions for verified chronic illnesses and severe injuries. He says you heard that, the sniffles. The district didn't send any notices out to all the parents. They also notified local medical providers and encouraged them to emphasize the importance of regular school attendance while treating children. Some parents obviously are upset with the rule. One said, "Ultimately, I'm going to do what's right for my kid, regardless of this policy." For now, the neighboring school districts in Tennessee say they're still accepting doctor's notes for extended absences and say that those aren't even necessary for 1 or 2 day absences. So should probably move there. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever you happen to be. We don't know where you go, and we don't know what you do, but quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Did you go to a Planet Hollywood in the 1990s? They were once a big deal with locations in more than 60 cities worldwide. Now, there are only 2 left. One at Times Square in New York, and the other one at Disney in Florida. Number 2. Guess created and sold the first pair of acid wash jeans in 1981. Yep. Oh, yeah, I had plenty of acid wash jeans. Number 3. Midnight Cowboy is the only X-rated movie to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture. Huh. Number 4. Play-Doh was originally created in the 1930s as wallpaper cleaner. Huh. And then number 5. Basketball in North Korea.
Hello.
Hi. Has different rules. Slam dunks are worth 3 points. Shots in the final 3 minutes are worth 8 points. Swished 3-pointers are worth 4 points if the ball doesn't touch the rim, and you lose a point for missing a free throw. Huh. And those are your 5 random facts. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Hi there. It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello, and welcome back from the beach.
Yeah, you too, as a matter of fact. So we both had our feet in the same ocean, different beaches, though.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, at the same time. It was magical. I could feel the current heading down to the Outer Banks. Anyway, but that's not why you're here. Foster joins us each and every Thursday to talk about things that are going on with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. And sometimes she brings a guest. And who did you bring today?
I have another Mike Show regular, Brenda Gibb, with the Bedford Area Master Gardeners Association.
Hi, all.
Do you want to give a little introduction of yourself and your organization?
Sure. Well, again, Brenda Gibb, and I'm a board member for the Bedford Area Master Gardeners Association, or BAMGA, as we like to call us. And we're part of the Virginia Tech Extension Office, run here in Bedford County by Scott Baker. And so we are about 100 strong with our members now, doing various horticultural projects throughout the county.
Sounds really, really cool. And we've had you on before. About how many folks are involved, and what is the sheer acreage of your project?
Well, it's actually over 30 projects all throughout the county, believe it or not.
Wow.
They're all horticulturally based, and they all have an educational component.
Okay.
Which is one of the requirements. So we have about a little over 100 members. We usually add about 15 to 20 each year. And of course, some drop off, you know, they become emeritus or whatever. But all throughout the county, and you can volunteer. Our volunteers work on different projects that they're interested in all over.
Okay. Well, tell us about some of the projects.
Well, right now we have a couple of ongoing things, and this is the season, of course, for farmers markets. So we have a farmers market in Bedford. Our group has a table there every first Saturday. This month, there's actually a special farmers market called Healthy Living, where all of the vendors and all the attendees will have some kind of healthy living component as an educational opportunity for the people that attend the markets, and also the forest farmers market. And I think that's also once a month. So those two things are ongoing, as well as our Bedford Urban Garden Program, which in Bedford, we have some gardens, raised beds for people who want to rent them. And, you know, they maybe not have, they're in apartments or condos, or they don't have room for a garden, but they rent the gardens. And we have a mentoring program there where we help a local family, we show them how to grow their own food.
Oh, really, really cool. So do you have to have any experience at all at this to learn to grow something?
Well, no, not previously, but then you learn. It's actually a series of 10 or 12 different modules. When you become a master gardener, you take an online course, and we have 10 different in-person labs that you have to attend. So it's a continual educational thing. You don't have to have previous experience, just a willingness to learn and be interested.
Oh, this sounds really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Do you have a limit to the amount of people that can become master gardeners?
Well, each year we have a class of, I want to say it's 16, possibly 18, and it starts around March 1st of every year,
okay,
and finishes in September. So this year we're taking applications for next March already. I think our class is at least halfway full. So if you're interested, get in touch with us now to sign up for next year. And these current folks will graduate in September.
I think that's I'm sorry, Mike, I'm just going to jump in for a second.
No, just go ahead. Yeah.
I think I came to the chamber around 3 years ago, and since then I've become pretty well acquainted with Bedford Area Master Gardeners. And it's really funny. I think back then you guys had around 80 members, and you've gotten over 20 more since then. And you guys just continually grow and grow and grow. When you started, what was it, 1991 that you got started? Am I getting that right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a little bit before that, back in the late
80s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys had five or six members at that point. Yes. That's an insane amount of growth. And it's really incredible to me, because you do have to do so much education and training to be called a master gardener. It's not like a club where you join and you just enjoy gardening and you come and hang out once a month or whatever, but you have to continually grow your skill set and help others achieve the status of a master. So it's really cool. And having over 30 projects, I mean, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, we're really proud of the things we do around the county. And we also have a help desk where if you have a question, a horticultural question, you can call in and we'll research the answer and get back to you if we don't, know it off the top of our heads. But it's really all about helping and interacting with our community.
Very cool. Brenda, can folks register online?
For becoming a new master gardener, yes. We have a website, so you can just go to our website and make sure you say Bedford, Virginia area master gardeners, because there are lots of Bedfords. And just register online, and there's an interview process. And then if we have room, you can most likely be accepted to start in March.
All right, cool. Well, we'll link this up. We'll link up the link on our Facebook simulcast of the broadcast. It's BedfordAreaMasterGardeners.org, if you're listening. And we'll link that up. And just again, if you just do a Google search, don't forget to put in VA for Bedford VA Area Master Gardeners. Brenda, thank you so much. Now, did we cover all the upcoming events?
Well, there's several. No, not really, but there are several upcoming. We're gonna be at the fair, the county fair.
Okay.
And we have an educational activity for kids there. We'll be at Center Fest with an educational table for people that want to walk by or stop by. We have, kind of new for us, we have some mini grants, $250 four times, that we will be giving to a nonprofit or a small business that wants to, that needs some financial help with their horticultural project that they're doing. So we'll start that in October, and we'll take applications and then make a decision next February. And then we'll have some events at the D-Day Memorial in our Victory Garden for kids that want to attend to that. So yeah, there's several things upcoming that we have.
Well, very, very cool. And Jan's joining us. Hi, Jan.
Hi,
Jan.
Hi, I'm only in on my phone.
That's totally fine. Well, Jan, we covered what your organization does, and we covered some upcoming events. Let's talk briefly about how did you get involved with the organization, and what are your thoughts on it?
I got involved when my neighbor came over and said, "You need to be a master gardener," and came over, and I was, that was in 2013. And so I've been with the Master Gardeners for, a little over 10 years. So I'm surprised. I'm happy. I'm continuing with it and just get involved with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, whatever, kind of floats our boat. And I've enjoyed every bit of it, and mostly the social component of it, getting to know more people in Bedford. It's a great way to get to know people and, making long-term friends.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Jan was in charge of our training program for years and years. And we talked a little bit, Jan, about the upcoming new class that starts next March, I think it is.
Right, that's right. We're taking applications now, and we'll take applications all year, actually. And I think we only can accept about 16 people per class, which starts in March. But boy, the class really fills up quick, and we've already got, I believe, almost 10 candidates set up for next year. So if you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener, come on down and go to our website, bedfordmastergardeners.org, and you can find our application there.
And we'll link that up on the broadcast, as mentioned.
Perfect. Guys,
thank you so much. This is just it's a tremendous program, and it's a really, really cool way to not only socialize, but to learn valuable skills that are not taught in most places. It's very, very interesting. Well, Foster, tell us what's going on with the chamber and what you guys have coming up.
All right. Well, we have one big event that's less than a month away. It's sneaking up on us. It's our fall job fair, and it's taking place on August 22nd from 10:30 to 2:00 at Blue Ridge Community Church at New London. This is the first time that we'll have two job fairs in a single year since before COVID. So I'm really excited to bring it back. It's back by popular demand because our job fairs they're great. They're my favorite events that we do, which is tough because we do a lot of things and a lot of our things are really amazing. But it's a great way to bring job seekers and employers together and to tighten the connections in our workforce, for people to just have conversations face-to-face about who they are, what their skill set is, for businesses to tell a little bit about who they are, their workplace, their benefits, what they're really looking for in candidates, and just for everybody to kind of cut out the middleman of online applications and just shake each other's hand
which are the worst, by the way. It's just the worst. Sorting through online applications and then finding candidates and then actually going through the interview process is just that's a full-time job. It really, if you can do this all in one place, one stop shopping, I think that's much, much better.
Yes. I think that it can be intimidating to attend something like this and put yourself out there.
Sure.
Especially if you've either been out of work for a while or you're looking for something really specific, or if you're a young professional, because I'm not going to lie, like, would I have attended something like this in college? Probably not, because I would have been kind of scared to do so.
Okay.
But it really makes a difference. And we try to make it easy on everybody. We make it easy on the employers with setting up. We provide all the tables, all the chairs, everything. You really just need to bring tablecloth and any information you want to give out. And for the job seekers, we have all of our ambassadors, our volunteers. We stand by the door. And we not only welcome you and give you like a map of what everything's there, but we ask you, you know, are you looking for something specific? Is there anything we can do to help you? Are you looking for somebody's contact information? Sometimes employers aren't able to be there, so we like to give them a contact to follow up with. And we try to just bring everybody together and make it a really comfortable, effective experience. And it's great for me to find out, you know, like 2, 3, 6 weeks later, like, did you interview anybody from our job fair? Did you hire anybody? And like, it's really incredible, but people normally say, yes, I was able to hire this great person for our Bedford branch of our bank, or I was able to fill two of our most critical positions for our large manufacturing company in Lynchburg. And it's really great. It's a great service that we're able to do, not only for our community, but for our chamber, because we really want to help with hiring and retaining great employees, because it's tough. It is really tough nowadays.
Yep. Well, it's a very substantive job fair as well. So if you want to learn more, you can go to the Bedford Area Chamber website, bedfordareachamber.com. Click on the events and go to the job fair link, and you'll find it. If you'd like to register your business, get with Foster, and she can take care of that. Well, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate you being on the show, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Great. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatre.
Theatre Thursday.
I know.
It is the best day of the week for
is
me.
It?
I love it. I love coming on here. I love talking about the great things that are happening in our area with Theatre Thursday. So thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Well, there are so many things going on right now with summer camps. And so we've combined summer camp groups today. Who is in studio?
So today we have myself. I'm taking off my foundation hat. I'm putting on my Embark Summer Theater hat. We also have Kelly Johnson. She is the educational director over at the Academy.
Hello.
And we are both really passionate about education for kids, providing summer opportunities for kids. So summer youth theater is like our jam.
Yeah.
So Kelly, tell us about what's going on with over at the Academy.
Well, we are super busy. We are in the process right now of Academy Youth Theater High School, and we're doing Hadestown Teen Edition. We already have done middle school. We did Beetlejuice Junior in June and one elementary school camp, which was Imagine a Dragon. And we have an elementary school camp coming next week, Frog and Toad Kids. But Hadestown is the talk of the town, so we are working on that right now.
And that opens tomorrow, correct?
Yes, we are in Tech Week.
We are so excited to see it. I've got tickets tomorrow night to come and see
awesome.
It, so
yay,
very, very excited. So who did you bring with you?
So I have Isabella Crouch, who plays Eurydice, and Macy Neal, who plays Hermes in Hadestown Teen Edition.
Wonderful. So, Isabel, tell us about how summer youth theater has brought, what has it brought to you?
Honestly, summer youth theater brings me home and brings me a family. I mean, during the year, like, you get your school friends, but then when you have your summer camp friends, it's just something you really love and enjoy.
Very wonderful. And Macy, how tell me, how has Hadestown been, and what has been the most exciting thing for you?
Well, Hadestown has been, so far, one of the best experiences I've had with the show.
Wonderful.
It's been so good, because we have so many kids from all the counties and all the schools, so we get to all be friends, and during the school year, we go support each other at other shows, so it's great community. But Hadestown has been a wonderful process. It's all music, so kind of like, I've never done a show with only music, so kind of like Les Mis and Hamilton, how they're all music. So it's a different experience, but it's definitely worth it with all the work that we have to do. So,
sure.
Yeah.
About how big is the cast?
There are 51 students, so I'm not sure there's another Hadestown Teen Edition that is that large. If there is, let me know, because I would love to see it.
Yes, you're an overachiever, aren't you?
Yes, we are. 51 lanterns, all the things. Definitely come.
Wow. Well, this is tremendous. What has been some of the challenges? What has been some of the bigger challenges for you as actors?
Honestly, learning all of the music is a lot, but I think prepping at home and doing it at home has been really helpful. Okay. I think Macy would agree on that. Yeah, I would also say the music is challenging, because also, like, it's a lot of lyrics and lines to learn. And getting the timing right exactly.
Especially
on the
51
dot.
People.
Yeah. With 51 people, but even though there's so many people, the voices all together sound so amazing, so much talent from all the areas. So.
Well, and with these camps, it's a real accelerated rehearsal process for you guys. Yeah. Normally, you would take 6-7 weeks to do a show, wow. And you guys regularly do them in 2 to 3 weeks, and so that really, that time compression, I think it helps you guys so much adapt to change and prepare you for what you see in the professional setting when they also get only 2 to 3 weeks of rehearsal time. So it's very impressive what you guys are doing. So we're really excited to see it.
Yeah.
All right.
You.
So Hadestown opens tomorrow.
Yes.
Friday at 7.
And how many performances?
There's 3 performances Friday night at 7 and 2 on Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Okay. You can get your tickets at academycenter.org. Just go to the events page and you'll find Hadestown Teen Edition right there on the page. Now, I'm going to ask each of you in a row when we're going to wrap up the segment. I have a question that I asked actors.
Okay.
It's probably one of the most important questions that you could ever ask an actor. No stress.
So, great.
But let's hear from our other group.
So in Embark Youth Theater Conservatory, we do a different format. We offer 6 classes a day in different theater skills, and students rotate through those 6 classes, and then at the end of our camp we do a presentation of basically what we have learned in those classes. So unlike a production, it's more of an in process, and we talk a lot about growth and individual skills. So I have brought Dexter and Thomas. They are currently attending Embark, and our presentation is also tomorrow. It starts at 4. It's open to the public on the Randolph campus. But Dexter, talk a little bit about how Embark is different and why you enjoy going.
I think Embark, I love going because it's very refreshing, because as I do productions over the summer, but this is just a way to grow my experience, and it's different from a production in a way that everyone, no matter how old or anything, has a big part in the process.
Wonderful. And Thomas, what has Summer Youth Theater brought to you?
Summer Youth Theater has brought so many new, amazing people into my life. I really look forward to Summer Youth Theater every single summer, because it's just something that is like a break from regular theater, and it's something cool to experience.
Oh yes, it really is, and it's awesome to see, because you all 4 know each other.
Yeah.
And you all 4 they go to different schools, and yet there's a huge community of youth theater here, and that, you know, the Academy and Embark are 2 totally different camps, and yet offer kids a way to grow and collaborate and communicate and form this wonderful community. And so it's something that I think it's really valuable that we bring as well.
Yes. So. It is tremendous, and we love our theater kids. We love our Academy kids too. Let's talk about your individual, let's call them careers, because you're getting started. Let's talk about your careers in theater. What? How long have you been doing this? And we'll ask each one of you, just go down the line. How long have you been doing this? And what was one of your favorite roles? And what is an upcoming role, something you have never played before, but you would aspire to do?
All right, so Dexter, you go first.
I've been doing theater since I think I was 5 or 6, so it's been a while, probably 6 or 7 years. I think my favorite role I've ever played was the chaperone in The Drowsy Chaperone Jr., which was just an amazing experience. And I would really like, in the future, to get more into working with Shakespeare, which we are doing in Embark this year.
Okay. Awesome.
So I have been doing theater since I was about 6 years old. Okay. So I've been doing this for about 7 to 6 years. I would love to play, I would love to work in Footloose, because that's like a dream role of mine.
Nice.
And my favorite role I've ever played so far, I will have to say it was one from The Drowsy Chaperone. It was Man in Chair. That was such a fun narrative role I got to play, and it was something new that I got to do.
Very cool.
Awesome. I've been doing theater since I was 8 years old, so about 9 years. And I would say Some of my favorite shows that I've been in was Hunchback at the Academy, which was 2022.
Okay.
It was probably my favorite Broadway show ever to see. I don't know. I love shows. So like any other opportunity that I can do, it's just so much fun. I don't really have necessarily like a dream role or anything, but I just like doing theater. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I started theater in second grade, and I just graduated high school. So you did math.
I don't like math. Math hurts my brain.
Yeah. Me too. No, but I've been doing the Academy since third grade. I started with Sioux School, but I worked in a few professional shows, so I'd like to continue that. I am going to get my nursing degree, so I will be probably doing some community theater while I'm getting my nursing degree, and then hopefully do some professional acting after that. But roles I'd like to play: Belle from Beauty and the Beast and Esmeralda in Hunchback.
Yes. Very, very cool.
Very fitting for you.
Yes.
Well, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really, really appreciate, and we appreciate all the efforts that go into youth theater. It's not easy. You guys have this accelerated program to get it done, and parents really appreciate the camps, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much, because I think all four of you at least one time have performed on the Academy stage.
Yes.
So,
together.
The programs that you offer at the Academy and then the programs that are offered throughout the community for summer youth theater. I mean, I was a child who grew up in theater, and it is so valuable. It makes you such a well-rounded person. And so I'm so glad to see this tradition continue in the next generation.
Yes. Yeah,
very Absolutely.
Exciting. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for joining
you,
us.
Thank you, Mike.
You are welcome. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, let's celebrate National Tequila Day by going live to a local cantina.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
Yep. All right. And since it is National Tequila Day, well, we have a little song parody for you.
Oh, no, no, no. I had mucho tequila. We drank a few shots and then I stole your girl. And as you punched me, I started to hurl.
Yep. All right, let's go to viral videos. Moving from tequila drinks to tahini. Is that how you pronounce it? Tahini in your latte. If you're unaware, tahini is a smooth, creamy paste made from ground sesame seeds, commonly used in Middle Eastern and Mediterranean cuisine. It's similar to nut butter, like peanut butter, but it's made from seeds, not nuts. Tahini is a key ingredient in dishes like hummus. Now that you're aware, see how annoyed you are by this woman's taste test. Here's Holly.
I have to share with you guys the best coffee that I've literally ever had in my entire life. This is my second time getting it today. I've had it every single day since I discovered it. It's from Mamen. Could I please do this salted tahini honeycomb latte with almond milk? Ice, please. I know that tahini in a coffee might sound disgusting. Something about how salty it is mixed with the sweetness of the honey, it is the most insane thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Uh-huh. All right. So now, this lady saw that other lady, Holly, on TikTok and thought she'd try the tahini latte herself. Well, didn't go down as well for her.
trying the tahini latte situation from Maman.
Wait, Hallie, the sesame seeds are scaring me. I don't even know what tahini is.
Wait, Hallie, like, I trust you so much, but why did you do this to me? I have to go back in and get a vanilla latte. Hi, can I please do an iced vanilla latte? So much better.
Good Lord. All right, skip that. Do we want to, let's play this. An influencer in South Africa posted a video of herself swimming through from some beautiful foam in the ocean, only to find out later it was raw sewage.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Here's Michelle Sky Hayward swimming through the sewage, then answering questions from people after the clip went viral.
I'm having so much fun, I literally don't even feel the cold. That is salty.
First of all, no, I am not an American tourist that randomly went in the ocean in Cape Town. I'm from South Africa, as you can hear. Secondly, no, I did not get sick. If anything, maybe it even boosted my immune system because I've been feeling great ever since. So who knows? And then something everyone's been asking me is, didn't the smell give it away? Well, no, I didn't actually smell anything when I went into the sea. It just smelled like the normal ocean smells.
You idiot!
Let's see. What do we got? Save that for stupid criminals. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. In celebration of National Tequila Day, here's comedian Alex Cole. He will not be partaking, by the way.
I think everybody has one alcohol that they just won't. And mine is tequila. No, not woo. Boo. And sometimes, ow, blood. That's just, yep, never a happy ending when I drink tequila. Awful, awful. I firmly believe tequila's just made out of bruises. That there's just a South American factory somewhere where they're punching people in the arm and tequila squirts out, and they bottle it and try and sell it to stupid Americans. Like, this is a very good brand. It is called Two for Flinching, a.k.a. Dos para Flinching. I'm not buying that. That's fake Spanish. That's bogus Spanish. It's dubious Spanish is what that is.
Yeah, that's... All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead and give it a tug. Let's see what happens. All right, that's not tequila. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar, we're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit timberlakechiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. A 25-year-old man in Florida named Henry Antuez Alvarado was at a Planet Fitness when they announced they were closing. For some reason, that sent Henry into a frenzy where he stripped off all his clothing, ran naked through the gym, crawled into the ceiling, knocked down several tiles throughout the building, and tried to start a fire in the bathroom. The gym called the police, and when they showed up, they found Henry hiding inside a tanning bed and arrested him. He was still naked. Henry was charged with indecent exposure, arson, criminal mischief, and providing false information to law enforcement. It's still unclear what set him off or if he had any substances in his system. What's the sound that we have? Do we have sound? Here are the police finding and apprehending Henry.
Sheriff's office! Come on with your hands up!
Right there.
Let me see your hands!
Room.
Come out now! They're gonna wrap you up. Is that better? Oh, you left cheek marks.
That must have been a police dog. Okay. I was wondering. Let's see. What else? Do we have another one? I thought we had two more. We had that one. Here we go. A deputy in Oklahoma was arrested for DUI after he crashed his patrol vehicle into a street sign. The sheriff said he's taking the situation seriously, but other than the drinking, the guy has been a standout employee. Here are some of Sheriff Scott Walton's comments on the incident.
His performance with us has been outstanding. He had a military career before that. He showed obvious signs of intoxication. You know, he admittedly said that he had taken Ambien and had drank alcohol after that.
All right. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is some stupidity. A 26-year-old veteran named Nicole Pruitt jumped into action to stop a woman from storming the cockpit on a recent Delta flight. The woman was yelling about God saying she needed to get off the plane mid-air. Here's Pruitt talking about stopping the woman.
She didn't want to be on the plane anymore. She said God told her to do it. She had a calling. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I don't know about this conversation you got going on, but not today. Nobody else was doing nothing, so I just literally knew I had to do something. I got to make it home to my kids, my children, you, my grandchildren.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have the Hill City Slide, August 22nd through the 24th.
Visit hillcityslide.com for more information and to get your tickets and secure your time slot. They have adult-only slide times on Friday night. They've expanded it to Friday night as well on August 22nd. And it is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. Again, get your tickets at hillcityslide.com. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with the Finally Friday edition. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.